Mic check. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 46 of the People's Choice Podcast. As usual, I am the host, TG, the People's Choice, Mr. Washed. I don't know what other nicknames I've acquired since then, but I'm here. We in the morning entertainment, the People's Choice Studio, the one and only. I'm back. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. And this is my last time apologizing for not bringing y'all more timely episodes. I guarantee you that. I got a whole life that you niggas don't live, so I'm about to just drop when I drop on some Beyonce surprise album shit. So
y'all got to turn y'all subscriptions on. That's notifications.
Notifications. The push has got to be on. With me right now in the studio is a very special guest. One, I've been more entertainment. We've been harassed in the email. We've been insulted and assaulted on the timeline. We've been phone called, tweeted, emailed.
Check my references.
Yeah, man. They've came through third parties, but right now finally is what was on that signature? The Capital City, some
mayor of the Capital City, you know what I'm saying? Just checking in 1-2 Democrat of the Year.
Intern of the year,
too, you know what I'm saying? Intern of the year,
DJ Yellow Boy.
Yellow Boy,
is it Yellow?
Check it out on the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I got spins.
Yellow Boy or Yellow Boy?
Yellow.
Yellow, not Yellow Wolf. Yellow, like yellow. The regular color.
Yellow, as in like a soft tones.
And if you couldn't put two and two together, is one of the leaders of Light Skin.
You know what I'm saying? Light skin delegation. I'm a founding member.
One of the palest people I know.
I held us down during dark times.
I got Jaywalk 35, aka Noob Curry.
What's going on? It's your boy Jordan, Jaywalk.
The Carhartt connoisseur. He's here.
Car need to cut the check.
And I had to this is, like I said, it's been a long time coming because I was like backed into a corner. He's actually down one or two people who claim to have also desire to be on the People's Choice, but this is not for everybody. Everybody can't get to these mics and this couch and make it happen. So we're gonna see what you gotta do. I gotta start the show. I don't know what happened, but I was listening to old episodes. Oh, spring break. That's what happened.
Spring break. Yes, sir.
He was telling me I gotta talk about spring break. I said I already talked about spring break. I had an episode and I looked up and it was episode 14, Council Miami. And we cut it on while I was getting everything set up. And the first thing I said on the episode was shout out to Kobe for winning an Oscar.
R.I.P. Kobe, dog.
And I think it's just, yeah, that was just like, we had no idea that I was on that episode. No idea that was about to be said at all. But that's just 2018. That was crazy. But yes, it's spring break season. Again, I just can't escape spring break for whatever reason.
Listen, I'm sniffing 30. My friends are still in spring break.
I want to get as far away from the quote unquote spring break as possible. And here's why I want to get away from it. I just want people to, a part of it is because I don't get to have a spring break.
We got to request time off.
Yeah, I still got to go to work. Like, my kids don't have spring break in March. They shit is in April. So, like, my wife is on spring break right now, and it has not felt like it in our home.
It's crazy. I'm in grad school right now, and I'm in spring break right now, and I haven't left the couch. My spring break has consisted of couch to kitchen to bathroom.
But that's the break, though. That's the break, because you don't have to leave. You don't have to be up to go nowhere. Are you employed? What's the student life like at the sniffing 30 age?
Ooh, listen. So, I'm in an accelerated program, so I'm employed, but I'm not. So it's like I got an internship. I got to work 9 to 5, but I'm not getting paid. So
you volunteering 9 to 5s,
bro? They getting a 6-figure nigga on discount.
Intern of the year.
Intern of the year. And so I'm like the leader of the interns.
Is this a score related?
Oh yeah, through U of M. You know what I'm saying? And just a disclaimer.
Unfortunately,
any of my views that I state are not a reflection of the university, the program, my parents, my family.
Well, I think my listeners know by now that when you come to the People's Choice, this is a you thing. On my early episodes, I made it very clear, like, I'm not on here to be politically correct. I'm not on here to please the masses. I'm on here to say the shit that is in my text messages. I'm on here to say the shit that we say to each other, but we don't have a platform to get it off. Yeah, this is, and that's why I call it the People's Choice, because you'd be surprised how the DMs and the messages hit. Like, fam, thank you. Like, I've been here. I've been meaning to say this. Like, I've been feeling the same way. So it's and that's why I be telling y'all, like, tell me what's on your mind, what y'all want to talk about. So that's all this is. I would never let my episodes, my productions, backfire on myself or my guests based on something I kind of coerced them into saying. But nevertheless, that's who's here with us
now. And also, before we get started, I want to shout you out on your progress that you've made. I remember the first episode I listened to. I think you had Tony on there.
That was a while ago.
That was like episode.
That was a while ago for sure.
A long time ago. Tony was on his comedian stuff. Shout out to Tony.
Tony Fan Jr. The show is coming up April 3rd. Manifest in Comedy.
I'm hosting
that. Now, Tony was a wild guy, and I learned a lot about Tony that day. Tony is niggas are nasty,
bro. Niggas are very freaky. Podcast while I'm working out. I'm in the gym. I was working out that
not
day.
Not the episode to listen to.
And Tony was just on that tip.
Niggas are horny. I learned that. Niggas are very horny. But Tony's one of them like third and fourth and fifth eye niggas in the universe and the soul and the stars. So sex is different for him than it is for a nigga like me who is religious and faith-based. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we take sex one step at a time. Like, them niggas is like, give me everything. I want to try it all.
Let's morph souls.
Yeah, let's connect as much as possible. So if I got to stick my tongue here, let's do it. And I'm like, fam.
I was like,
relax.
Whoa. Like, on the bench press, I was like, okay, let me put on my Chief Keef. It's not working out.
Nigga need a spot. Yeah, I was. And that was one of the few episodes my guest had me speechless. Like, fam, what do you want me to do for that?
It's come a long way. That was in a very if you all want to go through the archives.
Yeah, please do.
It's gotta be like one of the first few episodes.
It's early. And matter of fact, we can pull it up. But that's what I like about the podcast. I tell people like, yeah, I haven't listened in so long. And I'm like, it doesn't matter because it's on there. Just
catch up.
Just go listen. Yeah. We on Spotify, we on Apple, we on Google Play. Just you search the People's Choice Podcast, we on there, so that's for sure. Generational Gap was a good episode. I'll find it. But nevertheless, I think it was Live Your Life episode 18. Mm-hmm. That sounds about right. But speaking of that, this is the People's Choice. Catch me on Instagram, the People's Choice Podcast, Twitter, TPC Pod. You know where I am, TG the host everywhere. Shout out to my partners, Casper Entertainment. Bam, Brunch at Mario, Casper Entertainment, Casper Management Group.
The new Death Row, shout out to them.
Bam, Brunch at Mario's, the season is upon us.
Hey, Mario the new Shug, dog.
No, yeah, he's, hey, yeah, nah.
You throwing brunches ghost around the city? Y'all better check
in. Hey, relax. We're not having that conversation today. Relax.
I'm kidding, jokes.
We're not having that conversation today. But yeah, with the rest of my AAAM Design, my man Armani, he does all my graphics, man. You see a graphic that comes from me, Armani did it, and you need to check in Coach Manny on Instagram, Coach_. We've been rocking from the come up from day one. My first podcast art was him. This one is him. The flyers, this is all him. So just pay that man. Give him some work. I know you need some.
You
shit
want to take your brand to the next level, tapping.
Yeah, you need it because we're visionaries over here. Blurredvision.us. Go shop. Black owned, Detroit based, MSU grad. Use my discount code TG10 on the way out. A new jacket just dropped today. The Reflector Boy is very hard. My man Jeff, I see you. Appreciate it. Wash. Y'all know what time it is. I don't know when some more shit is dropping, so don't ask.
You should have came with the wash spring break.
Ooh. Now, I don't have time to be doing the same things as everybody else at the same time. Spring break, St. Patrick's Day. But again, I'm not a clothing line. Like,
it's a lifestyle. It's
life. Yeah, I drop it when I'm really, really thoroughly inspired by something. And I got a lot of ideas on the shelf in the back pocket, a lot of regular washed material that we would get out of there soon. But yeah, no, that's it, man. Spring break for all you people who can still enjoy it, man. Congratulations. Your wash days are coming very soon.
It's on the horizon.
Yeah, count your days because they are coming.
You ain't bouncing back from them long nights of drinking.
It's not happening. You're not going 4 or 5 nights in a row going ham off the Patron, off the bottle like that. But shout out to you young livers right now. And again, I have to because this is an everyday thing. My wife, my kids, my hub. Shout out to that and them. The flu ran through my house. My daughter got it. Then my baby boy got it. Then Lex got it. Me and Drew are Teflon. But the flu is, yeah, the flu is in my house, man. So y'all get the flu shots. I got some inside information on what the flu shot is and does yesterday from Doc Bishop. Last night, so he broke it down. Get the flu shot, man. Don't be one
Please
of those conspiracy theorists people. The flu shot, yeah, get it. It's the H1N1 that they put in you, and you get the flu, and then the H1N1 turns up, and you know it beats it before you get sick. because you don't get the flu shot, and then you get the flu, and then the H1N1 does come to your body, and then you end up getting pneumonia, and then people are dying. He also told me that more people have died from the flu this year than coronavirus, but they don't want to talk about that. And I use the word, I'm not using the word they as a Dr. Umar type. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a media, you know. The flu has killed more people than coronavirus, and we're not talking about it.
Yeah, the flu is, listen, the reason that the coronavirus is probably as in the front of the media is because, one, it's the election cycle, so all of the media is going to push everything to the front, any stuff to talk about, but it's because people don't understand it. But the
and
flu,
it's an easy, like,
it's easy.
Yeah,
to,
the
boom,
flu's been around it. So long. We know.
You know what I'm saying?
So I don't pay attention to that, really. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all still got to take the flu shots. Y'all got to do...
Wash your hands. And let's debunk this hand sanitizer, because that's not the answer. Hand sanitizer is an antibacterial.
That's not the answer. You should definitely use hand sanitizer in general if you already use it.
Yeah, if you're out and about.
Just to stay away from other germs.
But it's not the answer for...
If you want to get against the coronavirus, you need to wash your hands. Those masks don't really work unless you're sick.
Right. I just saw that.
The purpose of the mask is to prevent it from going to other people. If you don't have it, you just look like you have it.
Yeah, or you just look like a hype beast because you're walking around with a mask on.
I see all the spring break airport pictures.
With the mask on.
Mask on. The mask is matching the shoes. I'm not mad at it, though.
No.
If I was at the airport, I'd probably have a mask to match the kicks, too.
Just why do you want that extra attention, though?
Like, oh, okay, this guy's healthy.
Why do you want that extra attention?
If it's that deep, don't even get on. Don't go to the airport. Don't fly.
And then they say because the flights are so cheap, niggas is up in plane tickets left and right now because of what's happening.
I got the Hopper app. Hopper hit me.
Oh, yeah, like, Hopper app.
You know how you can, like, watch certain flights? It was like, your flight from here to Vegas, $38 round trip. Like, nah, something up.
Nah, nigga, cop that. Grab two of them, too. We need to hit that... Nigga, you go to Vegas for $40 and it's not a Spirit flight, fam.
Yo, listen, hey, if y'all ain't got Hopper, hop on Hopper. It tell you, like, oh, your flight just went down 188%.
Or if you got a flight plug, don't let them eat you on the price right now, because it ain't what it is. It ain't what it normally is. Not right now. But this coronavirus thing, I'm gonna say this loosely, but y'all know how these are my opinions. Like, the shit that I say doesn't even reflect my wife. Like, we battle about a lot of things,
and that's beautiful.
And it's the social worker in her, and it's just the regular realist of me. But I'm not buying it, and I say I'm not buying it because of what we talked about the flu killing more people than the coronavirus, or the fact that we dealt with shit like SARS and shit like Ebola. And all of these mass plague type, state of emergencies type. Like, then you see the shit where it's like Africa has a record low number of confirmed cases and we're confused why.
They know why.
Why do we got to be the hub of the most?
They mad about it, too.
They pissed.
Like, damn.
And then we've been seeing this rumor. I don't know how truthful it is. Maybe you know. But the black people can't.
I haven't gotten a chance to look into
that. Tap into that all the way.
As long as we healthy, I just want our people to be.
But it's not even fully surprising, because there are a lot of things that affect the less melanated Dwights, as I call them, like the name Dwight.
Shout out to the Dwights.
Yeah.
My grandmother's a Dwight. I love her to death.
If you got Dwights in your family, man, you got to talk to them. You got to be able to have a conversation with them.
It's crazy, though. Like, so my mom is half. My dad is black. It was fully black. My grandma on my mom's side is white. She was the person that pushed me to be, like, woke.
Like, be black.
To, like, really tap
in. Is your
in.
Mom's dad black?
Yeah, but he wasn't around like that, though. So I really ain't.
But she liked black people enough to where it's like.
Yeah, like, she, like, her love for, like, the culture was not, never, like.
Are they from Lansing?
My mom is from Lansing. My dad is from Benton Harbor.
Are your mom's parents from Lansing?
They all from Lansing.
Bro, Lansing had the most interracial couples I've ever experienced in my life.
For sure. Especially, like, back in the day. But, like, my grandma, she was always, like, one of those people, like, you need to know who you are. Don't let anybody
That's
tell
dope,
you who
though.
You are. Like, it's just crazy.
That's
like,
dope.
I studied in undergrad. I studied African-American studies. Like, my grandma was the main reason. Like, you need to learn about your culture.
Your white grandma.
My white grandma.
Tell you to know. That's, you know, dope, though, because
she
there are a lot
to
of...
see Obama in 08. Like...
The dynamic of interracial... Not that I have any direct experience, right? But I would imagine that people could come to a crossroads and be like... Especially, like you said, the dad wasn't around. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, all of a sudden, do she not fuck with black people, just out of emotion and bitterness and her own experience? Or what do I teach my kids? Like, I'm white.
Now I'm white. I have
but they're
kids.
Mixed, but the dad's gone. Mm-hmm. Right. So now I got to do both parts, but I've never been black. So I think she went the white route, the right route. Mm-hmm. Learn about it.
For sure. And it was just more of a thing. Like, she was just like, I can't really tell you how to be. I mean, my father was in my life. My father is in my life. So it's just like, I always had black male representation, but she was just one of those people. Like, you gotta really know what's going on. You know, gotta know how society's going to treat you.
Right.
The system's just going to treat you. Just.
And with that, how do you identify? Are you treated black, do you think? More often than not?
Am I treated, me personally?
Yeah.
For
growing
sure.
up, you grew up in a slower city, not really a Detroit.
So I grew up. It's still.
I don't know if you want to announce, you know, release that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from Lansing. You know what I'm saying? South Side, to be exact. But the South Side. So Lansing as a whole, it's pretty diverse.
Yeah, it is.
So what I will say
is classes, though.
There's a lot of poor people in Lansing. Yeah. And it's not enough money. It's poor people everywhere. But the difference between like Lansing and Detroit is that there's money in Detroit.
Yeah.
So like, if you're going to sell drugs, you can get money doing that.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a mechanic, you can get money. Like,
if your hustle is on.
If your hustle is on.
Yeah.
Here, it's like, it's only so many doors you can knock on.
Absolutely.
But I went to, my school is actually pretty diverse, but it was just, it's more like classism,
it's
more so
very,
than race.
It's very classes. And I've learned that because when I got here, my understanding of Lansing was East Lansing. Mm-hmm. Right? Leave Detroit, Metro Detroit, you come to the state, you hear all these glory stories about MSU, party, East Lansing, whatever, basketball, mm-hmm. whatever. And then I think I was doing community service with Advantage. Shout out to the Advantage, man, my babies. And we went to Lansing. And we hit the neighborhoods, and I'm like, yo!
Totally different.
What is this? Like, this is 2 minutes from...
Especially coming from east.
Yeah, like you ride down Grand River.
Yeah.
Or Kalamazoo, and you like,
it's pretty rough.
Yo,
over there. Sure.
This is the other side of the highway. And it's that abrupt. The money stops
right
there.
Like it's,
there's no overflow of the East Lansing economy or the MSU economy into Lansing.
And I think that's even like a structural issue. Like, how did y'all set that up to where
it's ridiculous?
Because like you think of like Ann Arbor,
so
campus is intertwined with downtown,
right?
And that flows at least through Ann Arbor. Now, does it make it to Ipsy? No,
a little bit. People wise,
people, yes,
not geographically.
Yeah, but Ipsy got their own little like housing crisis.
Yeah, and like we talked about, Ipsy and Lansing, mm-hmm. the urban Lansing and Ipsy are very similar.
Very, very similar.
And y'all have heard me say that my family is from Ipsy. My grandma's the West Willows, and shout out to all them in Ipsy, to make my family and the people who we are. But it's very similar. But the people, there are a lot of people who live in Ipsy who will go work at U of M Hospital,
mm-hmm.
or at the university or somewhere downtown, or shit, work at Briarwood. Right.
That was me.
So they will take some of that Ann Arbor money. And slowly, you know, you get good insurance, you can keep your kids in a solid school, and you can keep a car, and it works. Lansing ain't operating like that.
Yeah, because like that U of M hospital is the biggest.
Oh yeah,
it's the biggest employment
Washington
opportunity
County.
In the county.
It's going crazy.
Whereas in Lansing, it ain't really.
Well,
Sparrow
Lansing,
not really.
Lansing
like
has
that.
Right, but I think the U of M hospital is obviously eating off of U of M. Lansing has two hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
who's
McLaren? Yep. And then Lansing also doesn't have a major university. They got a community college. They got a satellite Davenport. That's it.
That's really it. You go downtown Lansing past 5 p.m. It's gonna be a ghost town.
It's a wrap unless somebody has a specific, or it's like it's a festival going on, Silver Bells. But
mm-hmm.
you can't just go like you can go downtown Detroit and just find some shit that's popping. Right, not when I run into a group of white people in Lansing and feeling uncomfortable. No, for real, because you know it's like that, and I've learned that in my long stint in Lansing. But you know, the Washtenaw County is very similar, and as we look at that, how do you, because of undergrad political science?
Yeah, double major political science, African American studies.
Okay, and then grad.
Grad, social work, master's program, U of M.
Graduating.
December, you know what I'm saying? Black grass. Catch me with the bus walking across stage.
Couple degrees on deck. Urban area, you know, just shout out to another one of them. Just
trying to make it, man.
I appreciate all my niggas who are getting more degrees than me. I told y'all in a group a couple weeks ago, like, I'm in a group with a bunch of niggas who are at least 2 degrees deep, and I'm just going to ride the wave with this one.
Hey, the one going to work too, though.
Oh, the one is all I need. Like, I didn't even get my 1 degree to, like, live a professionally successful. I got my 1 degree because at the time, Drew was on the way. Mm-hmm. And Lex had already had hers. And I knew neither one of my parents had, like, degrees on the wall and homecomings and none of that shit. Mm-hmm. So my only goal with this degree was, like, I need my son
to see
college.
That's kind of the same thing. I was the first
All it was.
College graduate as well.
So I do not care about school.
Oh, no. School,
and I will not force them to go to college.
Listen, I'm not going
to
lie. School is a scam.
It's ridiculous.
But there's a lot. The best thing about school was being there. Like, the setting.
Socially.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Socially, learning Absolutely. How to network, meeting people.
Absolutely.
Now,
but that's from even as a kid, though.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting people. And now that we got the internet to reconnect us with the motherfuckers we was in the elementary school with that we moved away and lost touch with. The only difference in them and our kids growing up now is they'll have a lot more access to the truth of the history.
Oh, for sure.
We just had to live with whatever the book said. Right. Our parents might have known more because of what their parents experienced and told them.
Mm-hmm. And firsthand.
Right. And then we grew up and we just forced to read about. But even then, they didn't really tell us what really happened because they were just happy to see the shit that was in the books. Right. So I think when we was in school, a lot of that shit was just then getting put in the books.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I moved to a city in fourth grade and they didn't have Martin Luther King Day off of school. Mm. So it wasn't happening.
Growing up, I just remember Black History Month just being like, all right, we're going to watch the Martin Luther King, My Friend Martin.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We watched My Friend Martin, and we have some coloring books with black people in it.
I mean, they give you, because I don't even think I learned about Malcolm X in school because he was the aggressive one, quote unquote.
Facts. They painted it terrible. And what's crazy is Malcolm X lived in Lansing. So it's just like
his dad was the railroad tracks behind MSU.
Mm-hmm. So it's a school. I think it's closed.
Shabazz.
It is. Shout out to Shabazz.
It actually just closed, like within the last year.
Yeah. So they closed that down.
Or
I wonder why.
Closing. Or this is the last school year.
But just they painted Malcolm so terrible growing up. And I'm just like, I don't know. This don't seem right.
Yeah.
And then like I've got to high school and I stole his book. Well, Autobiography of Malcolm X. I stole that book.
I was about to say, let's get back to the stolen part.
Yeah, I stole the book from the library because it's just like, fam.
The city library?
No.
The school library? You still got it?
Yeah, I still got the crib.
That's a good robbery, right? That's
heist. You feel me? You got like, I need this knowledge. So.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I started reading the book and I was like, damn, this is deep. And then my mom was like, you know, there's a movie out too. I'm like, what?
The Denzel Washington one?
Denzel Washington one.
Yeah.
Blew my whole mind. Shout out to Denzel, one of the GOATs. But I got a hot take on him. We'll address that later.
Yeah, relax. We definitely gonna address that later because you're not about to disrespect my show with that.
Nah, shout out to Denzel though. But I watched that movie and I was just blown away. Like, bro, when you young and you kind of like in that rebellious stage, I feel like young people gravitate towards Malcolm because he was just like, let's get to it. Like,
it was, and Malcolm was so, the pre-Nation of Islam Malcolm was so, regular.
He was relatable.
Yeah.
A lot of lived, shared numbers. Like,
he was gambling. He was in the streets.
Pimping. It's just like,
he was fucking hoes. Like, he was a very regular guy when you come up in an urban area. When you got family members who are like, you got uncles who are like that. You got niggas who are in prison for what he was doing. So I think that's what made Malcolm the likable one for a lot of young or black people in general, really. I think Martin was he was respectable. He was prestigious.
And you need both of them.
He's got a few degrees.
You know what I'm saying?
Right?
You need people on both sides of that to make stuff happen. And that's why, like, when I be looking at, like, my biggest disappointment about our generation, not even our generation, but, like, the generation before us, like, the people who are of age, we don't have no leaders like that. Like, we got, I'm not even.
Y'all coming up now, though.
We coming up now, but I'm talking about just on, like, you know how in the 60s, Malcolm and Martin was like, and they were celebrities.
Ali.
They were like celebrities with this whole, like, social justice stuff.
But even then, what's the congressman's name?
Conyers?
Nope. Marched with King. Sigma. John.
This is Kim Nash.
Come on, you should. Y'all know who I'm talking about. His birthday just passed not too long ago. You see, y'all about to make me mad because y'all know this.
Give me a second. And John Lewis. John Lewis.
You.
I'm tripping.
Thank you. I had the John right.
John Lewis.
John right. But even him being in the political realm of it and not just activist.
And it's just the thing.
Kaepernick. Like, we got Kaepernick now.
And I will. Kaepernick is the closest thing. And I want to give LeBron some credit too, because LeBron speak out on a lot of stuff that most are silent. He can only do so. He's only gonna do so much because
he's in a lot of contracts.
He's in a lot of contracts. But just like growing up, like in the '60s, you had like Malcolm. You got
Malcolm Martin. You got Ali.
You had oh my God, these names are slipping right now. It must be the crown. Fred Hampton, dudes were like leaders. Like, I believe you can believe everything they said. You wanted to be like them,
but you had no choice because they put everything on the line.
They put everything, and it just was believable. Nowadays, you got like
these Twitter niggas,
these Twitter
don't
dudes.
Say no names.
I'm not gonna say no name because I support anybody actively working towards social justice. I may not agree with some of the methods, but you know their heart's in the right
and
place.
The end goals is it.
Some of them are.
I think that's the discrepancy,
but
the arguable factor.
You know what I'm saying? Like I see my man's redacted name, and it's just like, bro, you don't inspire me. I'm not gonna go out and go get punched on for you. Like, MLK, I will go out and get knocked in my head for it. You know what I'm saying?
I think, and we mentioned Cap, and I think Cap is probably most you can correlate him most to Ali based on the athlete factor, mm-hmm. based on putting your athletic career on the line, and I mean ultimately giving it up.
And we got to give a shout out to Sharif Abdul-Rahim,
and before him the point guard, because Sharif Abdul-Rahim was the one who was drafted in '96 draft,
mm-hmm.
Memphis. But Muhammad, number one, played in Denver, I think. And I think he got a documentary, either a documentary or his birthday just passed, one or two, but he's on the timeline too.
They were ahead of their time
for doing that. Yeah,
that for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yes, the Bill Russell. These guys who were playing in this time were as tall as the day, mm-hmm. and would speak. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown got some radical views.
Will speak.
He's wild. He'll fight for us, though.
He's wild.
I don't agree with everything he say, but he'll fight for us.
He's
and
wild.
That's even to speak on my man's, Dr. Umar. Dr. Umar says some of the wildest stuff I've ever seen.
Gifts.
Donations.
Gifts. I need y'all right now to send me some donations.
But I will say, the man is intelligent. It's just...
He off the rocker a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes when you get
that deep into it, you can start looking at everything like it's wrong. And it's easy to keep falling into that. I remember
the NBA is a suspect.
I remember my first intro. I feel like everybody did this during their first intro to African American Studies class. After like the first 3 weeks, you start looking like, damn, everything's a lie. They trying to get
everything.
Us.
And then you get woke for like.
Shout out to Kalonji. Professor David Walden, if you ever attended Eastern,
he out
Eastern,
there teaching. Yeah, he in North Carolina now, teaching the same shit, letting it go.
Might be coming back too. You know what I'm
letting
saying?
Letting it rip. But
if you ever
there.
Have a chance to,
he's there.
If what's his Twitter? I want to give a shout out to his Twitter.
Is it Dr. Kenobi? What is it?
Let me see.
Dr. D.
That is one brother y'all need to follow.
He gonna talk his shit for sure.
Dr. David Walton. If you just do a Twitter search, you'll find
white skin cat.
His like Dr. Black History got the, you know what I'm saying? Got the.
Speaking of history, I want to give a shout out to B Hunt too.
Oh yeah, shout out to B Hunt.
Brandon Hunter, East Side Zone, Detroit Zone,
the East Side Alderman,
Detroit Free Press Zone, former Michigan Chronicle. We gonna get you on here.
What's the other one? He had a magazine, but he was on a magazine before that.
That's Michigan Chronicle.
Before that, it was.
Oh shit! I don't know.
Oh, it's gonna kill me.
But B is a ridiculous historian, and to be a historian at he's been doing it for a while, and he's young, and he's
young
thorough,
and he can speak to the most intelligent. Yeah. He can speak to, you know, people who may not be.
He can talk to
informed.
Elementary kids, and he can speak to the professionals in their suits and ties at the board meeting, and he gonna get his point across.
He got some fire threads.
B, we gonna get you to the episode, man. How your people call my people, dog? I know y'all listen, dog. How your people? You and Mario, man, just make this work.
And also, Sato, he got like a little clothing line going.
I'm getting
too.
To that. Yeah, he started finessing the varsity sweaters, the crew necks for,
you know what I'm saying,
Bears Detroit High School. So
different bags. I appreciate people getting different bags.
Y'all got
like
parents
that.
And uncles and aunts who graduated from these schools so long ago, and they talk. That's their glory days. They talk about it. They miss it. B is he's making the crew necks, man. So y'all tap in. I got one. We gonna slide into, before we get to the topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I don't know if y'all caught the wind, but I just want to, my man Jaywalk is actually getting ready to launch, kind of formally but informally, his own audio platform.
That's my promo run right here.
Yeah, his own.
The Breakfast Club.
His own audio platform where he discusses The Real and Progressive, which is an acronym, TRAP. Trap politics. It's a very culturally sensitive, and by that I mean for people who, like he said earlier, are less informed, and he can break down what's happening in the political world, on the political scene, to a level where you don't have to know what all the words mean, what all the parties believe in, where the money is coming from. He can talk to you. He can make it make sense. He can break it down. It's on Twitter right now. Is it trap_politics? Mm-hmm. Or is it underscore trap?
Trap_politics.
On Twitter.
With an underscore after
politics. Okay, I know it was two in there.
But you'll find it, or you can find my personal page, jwalk_35_, and then it's in my bio on Twitter. Instagram, it is, I should know this stuff, it's trap_politics. But yeah, so I just was sitting here one day. This probably had to be 2016, is when the idea started forming, just because, you know, I grew up in politics. My mom actually used to be like a front desk lady for a state senator.
Growing up in politics, saying you grew up in politics is a crazy front end sentence.
Man, you know what's nuts? There are people who put that on their resume.
Like, I grew up in politics.
Like,
that's,
I remember,
crazy.
I interviewed somebody for a job, and I was like, how much experience do you have here? Like, 15 years. I'm like, bro, you're 20.
Overtime.
I'm like, fam. I'm like, you ain't got to do all that. But my mom worked for a politician, and so, you know, you young, you go to your mom's job every once in a while during spring break.
Absolutely. Take a child to work day. Is that still a thing?
I have no clue. I'm unemployed.
And you also have no children, so it's not a thing you care about.
Pending.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, so I used to go up there, and I just would just kind of see what the vibes was, and I just noticed, like, it wasn't really a lot of black men in politics, and it wasn't like bunch of old white guys, and wasn't a lot of black women in politics either, and that's an issue too. So
on the high end of it,
yeah, just as the elected official. So it's just like that kind of spurred my interest. Like, I want to grow up. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? I want to be president.
Because I definitely remember asking, like, how the fuck did you decide on political science?
Man, political science came from, so at Eastern, I was an athlete at first, ran cross country, ran track. Then I blew my knees out. So at that point, it's like, all right, now I got to really do school for real. So, I was an exercise science major.
Which is kinesiology, athletic training,
yep.
Physical therapy.
And then I took biology. Y'all know how that goes.
Yep.
Biology gets you out of there.
Science classes will shut your dreams down.
Man, so I had to rework the plan. So, I was like, well, I know politics, kind of. So, it should be pretty easy.
You grew up in it.
Grew up in it.
That's all you need. 15 years experience.
Finessed it. Yeah. I low-key almost got kicked out of Eastern for plagiarism.
Yeah, that's a thin line, buddy.
Bro, they tried to, because it was something. I used like one sentence. Bro was like, you got this off Wikipedia. I was like, I know.
I know.
But shout out to him. He, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to call him one of my biggest haters, because you know how people had those stories. Like,
he said, I
won't
go make it. Shit.
Yeah, ain't nobody really say that. He just said, like, he almost kicked me out of university, though.
Which could have ultimately made you not be shit. But
yeah,
here we are.
But,
life could have took a turn for the worse.
But yeah, so politics is cool, just because this is like, politics is everything around us. Politics is your trash not getting picked up. Well, the trash company gets the funding from the government. Who approves the funding? The people you vote in. You feel me?
So the most basic of our everyday lives,
these lights,
left and right, is politics.
They receive,
and people don't,
public, private funds. It's a lot to it. It's a very intricate system, and that's why I decided that, like, I want to create a platform I don't want to call it, like, I hate when people use the terms urban and black, like, as if they're the same. Because you know how, like, the white award shows is like urban category, like,
instead of rap,
just say it's, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Some nigga shit,
yeah, just say hip hop, fam.
Just for people like us who live in inner cities, who grew up in inner cities, or who just, you know,
that's
just
what we know,
just what we know, our yeah. culture and what we experience, especially being like some of the younger people, we have access to the internet and we don't really even understand how much of a privilege that is. There's a lot of people who don't have Wi-Fi. A lot of people who don't know how to use a phone.
Bro, the internet is such an underappreciated.
It's so underappreciated. So, like, for what I want to do, politics can be a lot to understand. Because, like, you turn on CNN, no matter what, a lot of these stations have their own specific views that they interject.
Absolutely.
In the message, and they pass it off as fact.
Like,
but
Fox.
It's really just, yeah, Fox going to slide you that pro-Trump stuff, like, on the lows. But I want to give people the information so that they can, in ways that's accessible for them. I don't want to use 4-syllable words. Like, for what? You could just say, it's this, it's that. You ain't got to, like, go into this all false political jargon. So, we want to give it to the people that they, in ways they can understand. So
propaganda.
That they can, so that they can make their own decisions. I'll never tell you who to vote for.
I was about to say, yeah, so are you, so you're just here to, for lack of better terms, water down.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it more accessible.
Like, okay, it's just, and understandable.
Because
I hate politics.
Oh, for sure. A lot of people do.
I hate listening to it. I hate thinking about it. I hated social studies growing up. I hate politics. And I hate politics because when I was getting my undergrad, I took a policy class. Now, I hated politics long before this, but this policy class really just opened my eyes to, like, this is some fuck shit. And the fact that every proposal, every plan, every this is make the city better, this will make the neighborhood better, this will make the school. The end goal of it all is a double bottom line that doesn't positively affect and influence the people that they advertise it to positively affect and influence.
And what people got, and so previously I've worked in politics for the past 4 years. I ran political campaigns. I handled resident complaints.
Right now you're studying a macro level social work.
And right now I'm studying a macro level social work.
And real quick, for those who don't know, macro or micro, what's the difference on the social work
when
scale?
You think about social work, or just with anything, like, macro is like big level stuff, like
general,
the general
umbrella.
We want to help out. We want to fix systems, communities, states, and how people use resources on a national level or just on a broader scale. When you think of micro social work, that's like a caseworker, like a
right.
So a lot of people, when I tell them I want to be a social worker, they're like, "Oh,
you doing home?
You trying to take people's kids
yeah,
away?
Yeah, like, bro, no, tell me about it."
That, but it's so much more to social work than that. Like, there's political social work, there's business social work. That's kind of what I'm interested
there's
in.
There's actually a lot of people who have social work degrees that you would never guess had social work degrees,
and they don't really even broadcast them
at all.
It's crazy
at all.
There's like this stigma that, like, amongst
men,
amongst scholars, there's a stigma that, like, social work is the easy route,
and you don't make no money.
And you don't really make no money.
Yep.
Let me tell you this: I'm not working. Listen, I'm a 6-figure nigga. No matter the
intern
field,
of the year.
You feel me? Intern of the year. No matter where I'm gonna go, know your worth.
You coming 6 figures after this degree?
I'm gonna have to.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to. It may not be right after, but I'm gonna have to.
But I mean, also,
but
eventually.
And the thing is, somebody told me this black dude, and it's not many black men in social work.
It's not, yeah, at all.
At all.
At all. And when you do come across them,
I got a sponge. You feel me? This one dude told me, I get straight to the questions when I'm, you know what I'm saying, somebody want to mentor me or they want to give me some game. My first thing is like, all right, how can I make some paper? Like, I work hard.
Got to do a lot of jobs.
You should get paid hard. You feel me? I like to live an expensive lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? A baller lifestyle.
Light skin niggas.
On top of the couch with the Moet and the Rose and the Clico. You feel me?
Pour it out and I feel
pour
bad.
Pour it out for the homies. But this gentleman told me straight up, he was like, just because you help poor people doesn't mean you have to be poor yourself. It's just like.
And then when the poor people find out you're not poor, they're looking at you funny.
And it's just like, damn, I don't have to be like these places, these people, these organizations will pay you shit just because they feel like that's the market rate. Like, no, know your worth. Like, we all have tools that are valuable. And it's just like, there are a lot of corporations, there are a lot of people that need our services.
Yeah, this is and what I've learned in my short stint in this field of work is that the black man is a very, very, very prized but scarce
Shout out to all my black male social workers, TG, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Darrell.
I'm not even a social worker, but I do home visits. I am in social science.
Social
I do
worker.
Got a human development and family
He's
studies degree.
Your wife is social worker.
My wife is social worker. But when I got the job, I told people, I'm the first cousin of social work. I still deal with data. I still deal with numbers. I still case notes. But the way my job is set up, I got the same rule. I'm still a mandated reporter and that kind of stuff. But social work to me, in my time being with my wife, I've realized that a social worker is a social worker at heart.
Oh, for sure.
Like, social workers grow up as social workers and don't know it until they get to college or high school and realize this is what you care about.
And that's how I got to Michigan, low key. Because I was sitting there, I was working for the city, and working in politics is just one of those things where it's like, I'm working for a politician.
Right.
If the politician I'm working for ever decides to just be like, I don't want to do this no more,
quitting,
then I'm like, I'm on my own. So I just wanted to make sure, like, all right, let me make sure I get my backup stuff going, make sure I'm straight. So I was like, all right, what degree can I apply for? Go to Michigan. And then I'm looking. Okay, I pull up social work. I'm like, all right. And I'm like, what do social workers do?
Right.
I'm looking. I'm like, damn, I already do this.
A lot of shit is lining up, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you like to solve problems, if you like to help people, you've got the heart of a social worker. That's what it comes down to. So, like, I was like, bet. And then Michigan called me. They let me slide, gave me a little bag. The rest is history. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my professors, the ones I actually fuck with.
So, I was, yeah, and what I said, I want to make sure that y'all don't misconstrue that. I don't not care about the work that I do, because I'm very passionate about fatherhood, and particularly black fathers.
Shout out to the fatherhood
taking
community.
Taking care of their children. Yeah, I'm very passionate. And Jay Walk has come across a few of my colleagues in this field, but as people who do social work are like, they every time they see a social issue, a politician's goal and plan, a law, a bill, they feel a different way than a nigga who doesn't understand social work thinking, whatever. Like, Alexis, like, we can watch a movie and Alexis is looking at all the CPS violations and the code. I'm like, we trying to figure out who the fuck about to run up in here and shoot this bitch up. And you looking at like, that's a case. I'm like, fam, they just see life.
Bro, it'd be crazy.
Differently.
I'd be going to like parties or something. I'd be like, damn, this place ain't ADA compliant.
Yeah, it's like,
where's the elevator?
But it's like, and to kind of mirror that, me and Lex, or we can go out, we go to a show, or we can be at church. And if the sound is off, I'm like, I can hear, or that instrument ain't loud enough. And it's just, once stuff is in you, you start to see the whole world different. That's for sure. But that's it. That's the trap. That's the
trap
intro.
Politics, trap politics. Trap underscore
drop,
politics.
We gonna get ready, and I mean, the cat is here, so we might as well let it in and out the bag. But more entertainment is gonna go ahead and let this go. We gonna produce that. So stay tuned.
Shout out to TG and Mario for producing me.
The inaugural episode of the
appreciate
trap
all
politics
my supporters.
Audio. The walkthrough.
You know what I'm saying? So the walkthrough is just gonna be a little segment here and there, just to give you, I mean, it speaks for itself, to give you a walkthrough,
just
give
clarify
you understanding. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to bore you all to death with 48 minutes worth of politics talks, but you know what I'm saying?
I'm not listening to 48 minutes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't listen to that time. I get what I need and I turn it off. So that's just basically what I'm trying to do. Like, give you what you need. If you have any questions, feel free to DM. If you are looking let me also say this. Voting in Michigan is on Tuesday, March 10th. Tuesday, March 10th. So I'm sure y'all will hear this before then. Hopefully y'all do.
Oh, yeah. This will be out before then.
Okay. And make sure y'all vote. Tell a friend to vote. And
this is dropping tonight.
And if you need to know where to vote, you can check the link in my bio at trap_politics_. There's a link
on
in
Twitter.
There. On Twitter. For it'll vote.org/polling locations. That link, you click Michigan or wherever you listen. I know you got listeners worldwide. But wherever you're listening, you click that link. It'll tell you if you registered to vote. It'll tell you where you go to vote. And my advice would be to vote the earlier you can in the day. But I know a lot of people got your 9 to 5. Bang that out right after 5. Like, you know.
But also, for those who don't know, when you do have jobs, is it they have to let you go vote?
Yeah, they have to make time for you to go vote. And I will say, so a lot of
don't
people
don't be scared to actually tell them, like, I'm going to vote.
And something that people, like, your voting record, like, then you can't see who you vote for, but if you voted, that's public information. Like, I could pull up on my computer right now, I could tell you how often TG votes, which I wouldn't do that. But jobs check for that. Like, in a professional field, it's just like a, it's kind of like a character essence. Like, okay, this person doesn't vote at all. He doesn't care about. If it comes down between you and another candidate for whatever job, even politically
and that's
related,
something they care about.
But the amount that you vote is public information. So it's very easy to obtain. And so just keep that in mind. Like, it is important to vote. Like, it looks good on your resume. Just as a person who votes, be involved. Vote for, you know what I'm saying? Vote for whoever you want to vote for. Vote for who you feel like can
help you
or help the community that you care about. If your mama vote for somebody different than you, that's okay. Like, you ain't got to sit there and fight with them on it.
I'm about to
like,
say, just don't be at Thanksgiving fucking the shit up.
Yeah, like, me and my mom, my mom recently was working for Bloomberg. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, I will say, Bloomberg came to Michigan and cut a check for all the people that was plugged.
He sure did.
Like, and he was paying, like, he's paying. Did. So
I
me and my
was not in the room at the time because fam.
Yeah, and I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know, have the time or opportunity to really mess with Bloomberg. It just wasn't my vibe.
I'd have been on this bitch Bloomberged out.
Hey, listen, my mom was on the Facebook
Bloomberg
T-shirts
podcast.
T-shirts, jacket, coat, glasses. I'm like, okay. Nick. But, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have to align, and that's okay. Just make sure you go and vote for what you believe in. There's too much groupthink going on.
He gonna let y'all know. Y'all get ready for that trap politics.
Tap in.
The walkthrough coming soon. Let's get to it. You ready for the fun part? Let's get to it. I told y'all on episode 45 I was coming back with the toxic friend conversation because it was seeded, and people want to know. They want to talk about it, and I don't really like, you know, the timeline is using a lot of words over and over again. And we talked about Twitter trolls.
Hate them
on 45.
And let me just put a disclaimer. I am not the toxic friend. I am a former. I used to be the toxic friend. I have graduated to the wholesome friend.
I don't know, you know.
But I have experience being toxic, being the toxic friend. So we all have experience being. Not, I'm not speaking for TG, but just in general, all the listeners.
I've never been that guy.
All the listeners have been toxic friends.
Yeah, I want all my friends to have.
Aunt is
wholesome.
My toxic friend.
See,
I'm kidding.
I want all my friends to have wholesome, healthy, washed relationships so we can all hang out together. Like,
facts.
All my friends go out without me, and they can't hit the group like we going out, and I just pull up because I got plans to have no plans, and I can't uproot the no plans plans.
Bro, I hate when I go out with my friends that are toxic. Like, not toxic, like as in toxic to me, just toxic individuals. I'd be like, damn, let me go sit down in the club because y'all doing a lot.
Let me go sit down in the club.
Waterfalling shots and chicks' mouths.
Let me go sit down in the club. That's the title of this episode. Let me go sit down in the
club.
Sit down in the club.
Listen, if your club has free seating,
I'm in there.
I'm in there. Like,
free seating,
hey, shout
not
out,
a booth.
Listen, shout out to Trust. Trust Friday nights.
Not a booth.
They have bars, they have seating, and they sell food. I'd be comfortable as hell in Trust. Shout out to Jay Neely, too.
So here's what is a toxic individual?
A toxic individual.
And as it relates to being a toxic friend, what is that?
Being the toxic friend. So the toxic friend, from my experience of having toxic friends, I feel like the toxic friend is like that devil on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has toxic thoughts from time to time. You know what I'm saying? You get mad at your shorty, but man, like, F this. Your toxic friend is the one who supports all of your bad decisions. Like, yo, let's go to the club. Knowing it's going to be all your ex little flings is gonna be there. They miss you, or your toxic friend will be set up a two man without telling you. Like,
yeah,
oh,
and now you in there.
And I'm like, oh, bro, let's go bowling or something. Let's just do something casual. You walk in like, oh, by the way, I invited such and such. That's your toxic
fam,
friend.
Fam, I had a nigga in high school, bro. He wanted. This is when the Riverwalk was the spot. Like, TG, we going out. I said, fam, where we going? And who's gonna be in your car when you pull up to my house? Because if you got a certain people, who we going to pick up? I'm not riding downtown eight niggas deep with these individuals because some shit is bound to pop off. I don't have time for you niggas. You can't walk in the spot 10 deep. Especially when you got toxic friends, when the rest of the world know that that's the nigga who be for whatever. Whether they about to set you up on a two-man inadvertently, they about to argue with a nigga, they about to get stupid drunk and not care about the shit and let it happen every time. Don't call me, fam.
It'd be crazy because, like, my toxic friends would set up some shit back in the day, but, like, they were ugly.
Ah,
shout out to my ugly friends.
Niggas setting up
missions. Back then, I was the handsome one, so it's like, I'm just chilling. But now I gotta like.
You was the handsome one?
You know what I'm saying? I was the handsome one.
This, are you not anymore?
This is before Darrell got his beard. Now it's,
and his muscles.
Now it's questionable now.
It's up in the air. Depending on who's asking.
Yeah, Darrell got muscles.
He got the muscles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the beard. And he hit the picture on the boat and shit.
He got Beijing in his beard. Don't tell nobody. But no, so like back then I'd just be kicking it. Like, no, I'm not even on that. I'm chilling. Toxic Frank comes to the huddle like, hey, they all want you. So you gotta come and activate. Nah, son. Then they it's mad at me. Like, no, sir, we can't go out like that.
So.
But I feel like toxic men, the male friend and the toxic female friend.
So that's two different. And I'm on record saying this. I blame Amber Rose for this like proud out there whole movement of women. Like the abrupt, the blatant, non-discreet. I'm letting as many niggas hit as I want. Like, I don't like that. Like, it's always been around, but don't announce it, because now shit is moving different. Mm-hmm. It's moving like niggas are not the niggas anymore.
The game is changed. Listen,
the game is changed, fam.
I'm glad I didn't come up in this.
I be talking to the young niggas like, how do y'all operating this?
I would be sad a lot.
Jesus,
I'm a Cancer. I would be very sad a lot.
Like, girl, man, now you hopping
these
girls in the niggas is getting exposed, full of just threads and threads of the most intimate secrets just on the timeline. Twitter is the worst place in the world.
Twitter is, it's crazy now. Like 2011, Twitter was nuts.
I was in Twitter jail every night.
Was nuts.
But
content wise,
trending topics. Yeah, that was it.
Twitter now.
Oh man,
hey,
niggas don't subtweet no more.
Bro,
bring subtweeting back.
You remember when my man's dropped a video, a rap video of like all the chicks he was messing with.
Twitter was
and he had prices. I'm like, dog.
So for a nigga like me, right? And let's paint a picture. I got a wife, I got the kids, we both got the full time jobs, we had the crib. What does a toxic friend mean to me? What are those conversations like? What are they saying? What's happening? And how do I anti that?
So I feel like there's levels to the toxic
for the nigga. We talk about the nigga here. So we can't even speak on toxic females from a non-biased point of view.
So I feel like there's different to toxic male friends. There's like there's the friend who will respect my relationship and not have me like around any other chicks or any other like women on that tip. But he might just be irresponsible. Like he might get us tossed out the club. He might have us out late to 4 a.m. Just stuff that ain't really
on
cool.
Dummy missions. Yeah, yeah, just like, man, why are we still out?
Like, bro, if you don't go shoot a solo, like,
bring me home
to my family.
Period.
Take me to my Caucasian home.
That is it. And that's like, man, what are we? Let's go home. Like, after the first after move gets shut down, you might catch a second one that's still decent. Once that's over and or it gets shut down, it's bedtime, baby.
Is a toxic friend.
Like, yeah,
oh,
bro.
Like, bro, it's 2 a.m. If I'm even staying in the club till 2, that's the thing.
I'm home after that.
If we're not getting food,
yeah.
I need to be home.
I'm to the crib.
Sleep in my bed.
The what's the move, friend?
What's the move? Like,
where we at?
The lights on in the club.
Friend.
They're like, hey, what we about to?
Nigga,
I don't know about you.
I'm hungry. We need to be mapping this out.
I got to go jog in the morning.
I gotta
walk the dog.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Rail, but yeah, I gotta let the dog out.
That dog
is gonna shit whether you let him out or not, nigga.
Bro. So what's your view on the. So all of this, of course, is from the male perspective, you know, our perspective, but like, how do you feel about, from your point of view, the female toxic friend? How have you dealt with that in the past?
I actually have not. I have a very conservative wife who has very conservative friends. It's not a lot of my wife when she was online. Her line sister joke all the time. When they got done and they would be like, "Let's go practice." She like, "I got a man at home." Like that was that's the running joke. What year is this? 8 years later, like you got a man. Like they can be, I can be right there, and they can be like, "Oh, we about to go somewhere," and they look at me and say, "Oh no, Lex, you got a man at home." Like. And she laughs about it now, but it's just, I haven't had to deal with that. I have had friends who have experienced their girlfriend's friends who are most likely just inexperienced, young, free, trying to like get their reps in, you know, finally spreading their wings, finally out the house, and just want to get a taste of the world. right? So it's just, it's that, and it's like,
me.
Yeah, it's just like, fam, we're chilling now, like we're chilling.
Yeah, and I think that's what it be, because it's just like in all of the relationships I've been in since
middle school,
since I jumped off the porch, I've always been the person to like give the person I was seeing at the time like free game, like yo. And I don't know, like this is how niggas be, but just like, I care about you as a person, like how you move, like I want to teach you things, like. Y'all don't need to be at the after party 2, 3 a.m. because it's nothing but, unless you're here for that. But people going to tell you, let's go smoke. I got a bag. You come through, I'll smoke you out.
If like, the nigga who hosting it ain't your cousin, ain't your brother, if you ain't got a, if his mans, if his niggas ain't in there looking, like, let's say Lex is out with her girl, like whatever sporadic night. Today, 2020, she's out. And for whatever reason, I got a couple homies at the spot too. Even if they weren't there, I'm not tripping. Like, I know Lex is good. Like, she's an adult. She can handle herself. But I now know, I find out like, oh, you hit me like, hey, I'm in the spot. Lex in the spot.
Bet.
And I'm going to still shoot that, like, look out for her, even though I know it's happening. But now it's like, for me, she knows that. Like, she's been in spots where niggas like Los and Wolf have just made sure she was straight. From getting her a drink or making sure ain't no nigga talking to her crazy. Even though she was going to take care of it anyway.
Facts.
They just step in off the me love. Right, they make sure she get to a car, her and the girls get like it's straight. So it's if the chick, you know, a chick, cousin, homie, friend, girl, whatever, if they don't have that kind of support in the spot, they got to get in, get out.
Facts.
But every group has the person who is just the loose cannon.
And the thing is though, like, see me, when I was the toxic friend coming up, I contained my toxicity to myself, like. All right, I'm going to shoot the solo. You know what I'm saying? Like, just learn to shoot solo.
But shooting the solo is still a mature move.
You feel me?
And
I feel like as we got older, all my toxic friends evolved into that.
Yeah, the solo is always the mature move. And before you get to that point, you want everybody to know that you're making this noise. Right? And if they don't see it, now you got to blow the group text up. Now you got to call niggas. Now you got to remember niggas was recording it and sending it like, I definitely got the buns. Like, there's absolutely no... I got the bun, nigga. This is last night, nigga. You see my shoes that I wore to the club. Like, there go the spot that you stepped on, nigga. This is tonight. Like, that happened.
Selfies in the bed.
Nigga, man. I had a homie who was recording every time. Every time. I'm like, I'm going to be honest. I don't want to keep seeing your shit.
It's like, bro.
I believe you.
As long as you're
ass.
Safe.
Yeah, like, you're getting
did
ass.
Did you make it home okay?
Yeah,
that's what I care about.
I don't need to see this every, like, I know you're not a virgin anymore. It's happening. But then you got, like, in 2020, we got the text message toxic niggas. Like, or the niggas who will shoot you, will DM you the tweet or the Instagram post of the chick that they know you should be or not supposed to be or want to be. Like, it's bad. Like, y'all niggas are terrible. Y'all niggas are terrible. And it's like, damn, bro, I'm trying to live a straight and narrow life and you just keep
sending me these DM women's 38 double.
Just bro, tear me up.
I don't need to see.
How do you survive that?
So for me, and I got to a point where I can't necessarily speak for everybody else. I just got to a point where I became numb to Instagram as far as like.
Yes, these IG models.
The IG model is just like.
The influencers.
It's not realistic. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've never seen a woman look like this. So it's just like, and even when you see that IG model in person, you just be like, ooh, they not even really hitting
ever
on her like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've always...
Few hit the same in person.
Yeah, so it's just like, I don't even get caught up in that filter. The surgery game is nuts.
See, I feel like I'm the person where, like, if you single, once you tell me there's a chick in close proximity that you want to bag, I'm going to encourage you to do that. Because, again, I want all my niggas to be very washed and successful in their relationship. And as long as I know that she's still single and you are too, and that's who you are, I'm going to be like, bro, shoot. Like, shoot.
Pull the trigger.
Why are you in the message talking our head off? Send it, fam. Like, I'm that. And I don't even want to call that toxic, but for some people it is, because every nigga ain't cut. Like, just.
Got to be encouraging.
Yeah. And that's what I think it is. It's a teammate thing.
Positive,
like,
encouragement.
Yeah, it's a teammate thing. Everybody, like, fam, you're open. Shoot the ball. Make or miss. We got you. We're going to get the rebound.
It's more shots to be shot.
Yeah, we're not mad at you, but let that ball fly. I feel like I'm that friend. I'm that, like. But once you locked in, it's like, fam, you and your lady pull up, let's have dinner.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
You and your lady, like, we a cook, grab a bottle, let's get it popping.
TG's the ultimate date night host.
Hey, no, we make it Wednesdays. Happen, man. Real call me Mr. Game Night. We make it happen.
Hey, listen. He can produce some shit.
Look, on some wash shit, though. Man, my lady, as long as my lady is cool, you pull up, you and your lady cool, ain't no dang, I know what previous, you ain't messy, your lady ain't messy, you just, we kick it, we have a good time. Drink, eat, play, yeah, that's it. But I'm that kind of, but as long as you single and you telling me it's a tick that you want to, nigga, shoot, make it happen. Or, and I tell niggas all the time, like, I can only put you in the same room as a chick. I can't make her talk to you, I can't make you talk to him, I can't make her like you. Like, I can have a show, I can have a party, and I can make sure both people are in the room. You got to make it happen after that.
Oh yeah, you off the porch now.
Yeah, you gotta make it happen after that, fam.
You gotta.
It's, but y'all, it's toxic niggas out here that are almost during the day they the Twitter trolls, at night they the toxic friend.
Yeah, toxic friends. I had to like reevaluate some of my life. So like all my close friends and all the people I really fuck with, they don't really be on no toxic shit for real. Like it's just, we all just know each other's lifestyle. We know what, right. You know what I'm saying, how we rocking, how we moving. But there was like friends growing up who was just like, yo, I got a bottle and some tree.
On a regular day.
And I, yeah, like, nigga, it's Tuesday.
Yeah,
bro.
Man,
like,
what are you doing? We supposed to be at school right now.
Like, fam, like, no, I'm not coming through.
Bro,
like,
the nigga who encouraged you to skip class in college?
Especially like, you know what I'm saying, after I crossed, like, you in the frat, you surrounded by that.
Whole much, man.
Man, it was nuts.
Man.
Like, and I went to EMU. Shout out to all my Eastern Eagles.
Shout out to the Dirty D-New.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Delta New. But we didn't have any Friday classes, so
school, nobody ever.
Like you, if you took like a music class, you have a Friday class. Man, but everybody,
y'all niggas would be terrible.
So like weekend starts Thursday night, so it's like it's drinking.
Send these niggas to school.
You know what I'm saying? Drinking, turning up Thursday,
you
Friday,
go to
Saturday,
about 2-3 o'clock.
Day party Sunday. It's like, fam, I need to study.
Man, I need to sleep.
Like,
I need to cleanse my body. I need to take a shit.
Especially back, we had the Kappa House. Oh my god. Shout out to the Diamond District. It was nuts. Like the party get over like 1:30 to, bro, people would be at the crib till 4.
Go home.
And it'd be chicks there that I would see who have boyfriends.
A part of me misses those days though, just like, why didn't I have a care? Like why did I have no maturity or responsibility?
I would just go home.
Why was I not sleepy?
Exactly.
Why do you be wide awake until you get to the crib and then you slump? Like, how does that happen?
Nodding off.
How was everybody in the house till 4 or 5 in the morning?
Amped and activated.
Just suns coming up, music still
drinking,
banging.
Shots,
bro, still eating the crack chicken. How do we still?
I see a lot of y'all toxic friends in there too. Like,
a lot of niggas didn't make it. A lot of niggas' chicks didn't make it out of those situations.
And I used to just be like, I used to clean up the crib afterward, or I would help clean up or whatever, help shut down. I'd just be like, you got a whole dude.
There's one reason you're still here.
Why are you? You need to go home to your family.
There's
you
one
need to
reason
do something.
You're still
like,
here.
It's
yes,
just
sir.
Not. It's terrible.
There is one reason you're still here.
My advice to all the young women, the young men, and everybody else, just like, be independent.
Man,
thinkers.
Get washed as soon as possible.
Get washed as soon as possible.
It's safe.
Safe.
It's less expensive.
For sure.
It's still fun. We still have fun, man. We just have scheduled fun.
Yeah, and like
we have controlled fun.
Alcohol catch up to you.
Yeah, we know what we drinking. We stop when we need to stop.
The free chicken catch up to you.
Man, y'all niggas blood pressure and cholesterol is looking real funny.
That's how y'all
like,
get the wash bellies.
Yeah, man. Like I'm working on mine though. You don't call me. I'm working on mine.
Mine's is pending.
Hey, real quick, I know I did this, but I need y'all to double back. TGTheHost.com, TGTheHost on all the platforms. Blurredvision.us, go shop, go cop. TG10 is the promo code. Casper Management Group, more entertainment. Trap Politics is on the way. The walkthrough is on the way. What am I missing? Brunch at Mario's, the season is upon us. If you're not tapped in, you better figure out how to get there. I'm not even going to tell you how, just figure it out.
AM on the graphics.
AM Design, it's my guy, man. We on spring break right now. I hope you make it back.
Well, I want to give a special shout out to my man's Tony. He just found out he having another baby.
Another one right there.
Shout out to his Instagram. He is GQ.
Another family man.
Shout out to him. He's good with graphics as well.
Very washed. Is he also an engineer?
He's an architect.
Architect.
Black architect.
Very close. Okay. Similarly, getting in.
Shout out to all our black fathers.
Yeah, no, Tony is cool, man. I kicked it with him at Rail's Daddy House. I bust their heads in cornhole. I bust their head. And anybody think they're good in cornhole, you got to come through me first. I jaywalk on my kids. Nothing but the hole. Bow.
Oh, you getting off.
Bow. On all my kids, bro. Ask Tony, ask Rel.
Shout out to Rel Pops. He be making the Asian spring rolls.
And he make Rel do the
ribs. General style chicken.
He be putting Rel on punishment still.
Rel Pops is the only black man in America who would just make general style chicken scratch at the crib. Like I walked in the crib, like Rel had he even got the authentic cartons. I was like, oh, you went to
the white boys, the photo
yeah,
boys.
I'm like, you
the
went
wired.
To like,
Man
came with a fortune cookie.
He's perping. That's
I'm like,
crazy.
Bro, you went to
it's cultural appropriation.
I'm like, damn, you went to Panda? He was like, no, my dad made this last night.
It's cultural. Shit is not in a regular Tupperware. Big Rail.
Big Rail.
Hey, trap politics on the way, man. The Mixie Boys, man. Look, hey, all them niggas getting degrees. Rail's getting a master's. Walt's getting a master's. Mario's getting a master's. Ann's getting a master's.
Shout out to Mario. He graduated in May. Ant graduated
Ann's
in May.
Out of here in May. My wife is out of here in May.
Shout out to Lex.
Listen, I don't have, like, my May is just dumped with graduations and parties and celebrations. And these are people who I talk to every day. Big achievement in my immediate circle of my home. You know, we just set the bar as high as we can set it. I don't have nothing else for y'all. I didn't want to talk to y'all this long. But Walk has some shit to get off. Trap politics is coming soon.
Make sure y'all go vote.
Yeah, go do that.
And you ain't got a screen. You ain't got to take a picture in the booth.
We don't need the sticker.
As long as you know.
Take it. Take a picture.
That's all that matters.
Ah, we here.
FDT.
We made it. Hey. Yeah, so y'all stay on the lookout. More entertainment. Trap politics is very, very close. Y'all be good. Drive safe. Ride safe. Put the mask on if you sick. Stay away from nigga with the mask. If you not,
wash
go get the flu shot.
Hands.
Wash your hands. Eat good.
Wear a
sleep
condom.
Good. Wear a condom. Pray good. Shout out to all the mamas, daddies, the kids. We up out of here.